今天早上非常高兴，我在这里代表教会来欢迎，但是也介绍我们的讲员就是 Pastor Tom Shiriki， 他的太太师母Grace， 他们有一个儿子叫 Jackery， 差不多再过几个星期就6岁啊。那么Pastor Tom 就是在纽约，在就是 Raleigh 那一区就是他们在那边都有侍奉。那么在纽约的时候有十几年时间在华人教会当中侍奉主，非常感谢神。我就读完圣经，然后会欢迎他们，然后就请 Pastor Tom 来讲到。Pastor Tom 今天早上要讲的信息是在这个哥林多前书，不是使徒行传，对不起，使徒行传第18章，因为是讲了哥林多教会。使徒行传第18章第1节到第4节，完了我们再读第18节到28节。使徒行传第18章第1节到第4节大家请听我念好。这事以后，保罗离了雅典来到哥林多，遇见一个犹太人名叫雅居拉，他生在本都，因为各老丢命犹太人离开罗马，新近带着妻百基拉从意大利来，保罗就投奔了他们。他们本是知道帐篷为耶，保罗因与他们同耶，就和他们同住做工。每逢安息日，保罗在会堂里辩论劝化犹太人和希腊人第18节到28节。保罗又住了多日，就辞别了底轩，坐船往叙利亚去。百基拉、雅居拉和他同去，他因为许过愿，就在间隔里剪了头发。到了以弗所，保罗就把他们留在那里，自己进了会堂和犹太人辩论。众人请他多住些日子，他却不允，就辞别他们说，神若许我，我还要回到你们这里。于是开船立了以弗所，在凯撒利亚下了船，就上耶路撒冷去问教会安，随后下安提阿去住了些日子，又离开那里，挨次经过加拉太和妇女家地方，兼顾住门徒。有一个犹太人名叫亚波罗来到以弗所，他生在亚历山大，是有学问的，是最能讲解圣经。这人已经在主的道上受了教训，心里火热，将耶稣的事详细讲论教训人。只是他当晓得约翰的洗礼，他在会堂里放胆讲道，百居拉、雅居拉听见，就借他们来将神的道讲给他讲解更加详细。他想要往雅盖亚去，弟兄们就劝勉他，并写信给门徒借待他。他到了那里，多帮助那蒙恩信主的人，在众人面前既有能力拨倒犹太人，引圣经证明耶稣是基督。那今天早上 Pastor Tom 又跟我们用这一段的经文来讲解神的话语。Before Pastor Tom come and preach, we would like Pastor Tom and Grace, please stand up, let us welcome you. 我们一起来欢迎他们。OK, 好， Pastor Tom, please.我没有很多介绍他，因为他等一下讲的时候他会有一些分享介绍他们自己。好， I say I didn't introduce you in detail. You are going to share about yourself, your family when you preach. 我们早上很高兴有Sandy 姐妹来替我们翻译。好，我们一起以祷告的心来听这会儿。
Good morning.
Good.
It's been nice meeting many of you this weekend.
很高兴这个周末跟大家见面。
And I hope to get to meet many of you after the service.
希望在散会以后可以和更多的朋友见面。
I heard you had delicious Chinese food after the worship.
听说你们教会在散后都有聚餐。
In America, we see numerous churches, tabernacles, and Bibles.
在美国我们有无数的教会圣经。
There's Christian television, there's radios, there's tapes, there's bookstores.
有基督教的电视频道广播和在还有很多的书店。
Yet rapidly, the United States is becoming, like much of Europe, a post-Christian nation.
不过美国正像很多欧洲国家一样成为一个后基督化的国家。
One of the latest advertising campaigns that was recently in my hometown of Raleigh featured billboards.
最近在 Raleigh 有一个广告，它上面有一个广告牌。
And these billboards were by an organization called the American Humanist Association.
是有一个美国人权组织发动的。
And so one of these billboards is here, and it's a picture of a coin.
像一个硬币。
And rather than saying, in God we trust,
是说我们相信神。
It says, in good we trust.
是说我们相信良善。
And so another billboard they have, it says, want a better world?
另外一个说要一个更好的世界。
Prayer not required.
不需要祷告。
And another one, it says, no God?
另外一个说没有神。
No problem.
没有问题。
So you see that our country is in desperate need of Jesus.
所以我们这个社会是很需要耶稣的。
And the good news of his love for us.
还有他的爱。
I like the word unleashed.
我很希望释放这个字。
The dictionary says that unleashed can be like a dog.
字典说好像一只狗。
And you have a leash on a dog and you walk the dog.
你把它的锁链解开。
But then what happens when you unlock the dog?
但是
the dog runs away.
你怎么样把它解开以后，它就可以到处走。
But there's a stronger meaning of unleashed.
Unleashed 一个更加强烈的意思。
It can mean abandoned control of.
可以说是放弃控制。
So we often see unleashed in headlines as follows.
我们经常在新闻里看到这样用这个字。
A volcano unleashed its fury on the town.
好像火山爆发把它的怒气放肆出来。
Covering it in lava, flames, and ash.
这个石阵就被火焰遮满。
A hurricane unleashed devastating winds and waves.
飓风释放出它的强烈的风雨。
Or an army unleashed its fury on its enemy.
军队把它的怒气释放出来。
Bombarding them with bullets, bombs, and missiles.
不断地攻杀敌人。
In each example, there is inherent power in that which is unleashing its destruction.
每个例子里面都有一股释放出来的力量。
A volcano, a hurricane, an army.
一个火山、飓风还有军队。
In the book, A Church Unleashed, the pastor observed churches.
在一本书释放的教会，那个作者是形容的是一个被释放的教会。
And rather than being unleashed, they have a fortress mentality.
不是被释放出来，但是他们有一个心理的障碍。
They fear being polluted by the world.
他们怕被这个世界污染。
And so they blockade themselves inside the safety of the walls of the church.
就把自己关闭在教堂的墙里面。
They minister to each other, but not the world.
他们是服侍自己，而不是服侍这个世界。
Imagine, however, a church unleashed.
可以想象，如果一个教会被释放。
With its members not just sitting in the sanctuary.
教友不是只坐在教堂里。
But being engaged and seeking to reach the world.
而是参与服侍这个世界。
Making a difference.For Christ and ministries they are passionate about.
为基督来改变这个世界。
I like the theme of your church for this year.
我很喜欢你们教会的主题。
Go and make disciples of all nations.
使万民做门徒。
We are truly called, as Pastor Wong wrote in the last newsletter,
就好像黄牧师所写的,
to take action and fulfill the Lord's will.
有行动的去完成神的旨意。
Commission and command.
委托和祷告。
By prayers, commitments, and planning.
中心的奉献还有计划。
Today we're going to follow the lives of two servants of the gospel.
今天我们会看两个主的仆人。
Who had a passion for God.
他们对神心有热心。
They sought to make a difference in fulfilling the Great Commission.
他们去有定去要去完成这个大使命。
Their names are Priscilla and Aquila.
他们叫亚西拉和百西拉。
Now, how many places have you lived? You don't have to answer that, but you can think it.
你们在哪几个地方住过？
I've lived in 3 states and 5 towns.
我就在五个州和三个州和五个镇里面住过。
So I'm what's called a transplant.
所以我是搬来搬去的。
I'm not only a transplant, I'm a transplanted transplant.
我是被搬来搬去的。
I hope you, I don't know if you can make it. That might be complicated, but I grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
I was down there in Milwaukee.
So I'm in Wisconsin and went to school in Madison, Wisconsin.
读书的地方是 Madison.
Went to seminary in a suburb of New York City called Nyack.
读的神学是在纽约的一个教区。
And then moved down the road after seminary to a small town. You might have heard of it, New York City.
毕业以后就搬到了 New York City.
After 15 years, we, in New York, God led us to move to Raleigh, North Carolina.
在纽约去了15年以后搬到了 Raleigh.
My wife has lived in many more places than me.
我的妻子比我搬得更多。
Singapore.
新加坡
Texas,
德州
Oklahoma, Malaysia,
马来西亚
Arizona,
阿里桑
Virginia, New York, North Carolina, stop. she has a long story to tell you. But she's a pastor's kid, so, and now a pastor's wife, so you move around a lot.
她是她父亲也是牧师，然后她现在也嫁给牧师。
Priscilla and Aquila also moved around a lot.
百西拉和亚西拉也是搬来搬去的。
We read in verse 2 that Aquila was a native of Pontus, which is in Turkey.
第二节我们看到亚西拉是生在本都的。
So Pontus is right up here. This is the Black Sea, and Pontus is right along the coast.
本都是在一个沿着黑海的城市。
And he moved with his wife and children to Rome in Italy.
他们一家都搬到了罗马。
Well, actually, I don't know if he had children, but his wife anyway. and while in Rome, the Roman emperor made an edict or a law.
在罗马的时候，罗马的皇帝就下了一道命令。
And in AD 49, he ordered all of the Jewish people to leave Rome.
他下令所有的犹太人要离开罗马。
He made them leave because the Jewish people at the time were persecuting Christians.
因为当时候的犹太人在逼迫基督徒。
Claudius, the emperor, did not know the difference between a Jewish person and a Christian.
克劳蒂他不晓得犹太人和基督徒的分别。
To him, the Christians were part of Judaism.
对他来说，基督徒就是犹太人的一部分。
And so Priscilla and Aquila had to pack their bags and leave Rome, and they went to Corinth.
所以，百西拉和亚西拉就收拾包袱离开了罗马。
And Corinth is in Greece, and it's right there, so they had to go. I guess it would be west.
所以他们就去了哥林多。
They moved under difficult circumstances.
他们是在一个逼迫的情况之下离开的。
They were refugees.
他们是难民。
But with problems and hardships come possibilities.
对，有很多的困难的处境。
People who experience hardship and loss
人在经历担心的时候
are often most open to change.
是很容易接受改变的。
And so many of these people that are dislocated become Christians.
所以这些由外地搬来的人，就成为基督徒。
In spite of their hardships,
不管他们的处境，
God used the church,
神使用他的教会，
comprised of many persecuted people,
当时有许多被逼迫的人，
dislocated people,
从外地搬来的，
to rapidly spread the gospel in the Roman Empire.
在罗马帝国当中传染他的信息。
The fire of the Holy Spirit unleashed at Pentecost.
圣灵把他的力量在五旬节释放他出来
spreading rapidly as the gospel spread
很快地传染开去
The second thing that we see here is that Priscilla and Aquila were not only uprooted but they were equipped for service
另外一样他们是被装备的
It says that Priscilla and Aquila spent a good deal of time in Corinth with the Apostle Paul
说他们在哥林多和保罗待了一段时间
And then later accompanied him to Ephesus.
然后就陪他去以弗所
Ephesus, which was part of Asia and also part of Turkey.
是在亚洲和土耳其那里
It was a town of much industry and commerce.
是一个很繁荣的城市
And.It had a 25,000 seat amphitheater.
有一个很大的露天的剧场。
And so they loved the arts.
他们很喜欢艺术。
And they loved Christians getting attacked by lions.
也是逼迫基督徒的。
And so Priscilla and Aquila spent time with Paul learning from him.
所以百西拉和亚西拉就和保罗在一起。
Receiving pastoral training in that day did not mean going to school.
在当时候，受训练不是去学校。
Or attending seminary.
或者是去神学院。
In ancient times, the training was similar to an apprenticeship.
当时候的训练是做学徒。
And so the disciples would sit at the foot of a teacher and learn.
那时候的学生就在老师的旁边学习。
Much like the 12 disciples.Sat at the feet of Jesus and learned to follow him.
好像十二个门徒跟随耶稣。
In the case of Priscilla and Aquila, they chose to put themselves under the leadership of Paul.
我们看到这对夫妇，他们就选择跟随保罗。
And learned to grow spiritually.
去在灵命里有成长。
Becoming effective ministers of the gospel.
可以更有效地去传道。
Now, I don't watch too many.Reality shows on television.
我不看电视上面的真人秀。
But I like cooking shows.
我很喜欢烹饪的节目。
I like to eat more than cook. And this particular chef is Gordon Ramsay.
这个大厨是 Gordon Ramsay.
And so there's contestants that seek to win a prize through their good cooking.
参赛者就凭他们的手艺想去赢一点奖金。
And at the end of the season, they would get money, a lot of money, to open a restaurant.
完了以后，他们胜出的就会得到一笔钱。
That was for the champion. And so, at the end of this particular season, Chef Ramsay gave the winner a choice.
在一会完了以后 ，Chef Ramsay 给那个胜出的一个选择。
He says, you can take some money for a restaurant.
你可以拿一笔钱。
Maybe $200,000.
可能是几十万。
And he, or you could come to Europe and be my apprentice.
或者你可以跟我去欧洲跟我学习。
And learn from me.
跟我学习。
And so what do you think they did?
你猜他怎么决定？
He chose, I think, the right thing, to become an apprentice.
他就决定去跟Gord Brandon 去欧洲。
He made, I think, the best choice because under a master chef, he one day too could become a master chef.
他做了一个对的决定。
And so, though he could start a restaurant now, he could start an even better restaurant later.
他现在可以，他可能可以开一个好的餐馆，他将来可能会更加成功。
He can make a little money now, or he can make a lot of money later.
他现在可以赚点钱，或者是将来赚更多的钱。
Similarly, Priscilla and Aquila chose to learn from the Apostle Paul.
同样的，百基拉和亚基拉决定去跟保罗学习。
Paul was a master of theology, spirituality, and ministry.
保罗是一位神学的大师，在灵性上面也很成熟。
But following Paul would bring difficulties.
跟随保罗是有困难的。
In reputation.
名声。
In finances.
经济上。
And in becoming, often like Paul, a target for persecution.
可能也会逼迫。
For Priscilla and Aquila, they were willing to pay the price.
这对夫妇他们很乐意的去跟随保罗。
And felt that price was small.
觉得他们付的代价是很少的。
In becoming fully devoted followers of Jesus.
因为他们可以更加终身的来服侍主。
Equipped to do the work of the ministry.
更加受到更好的装备。
Helping to fulfill the Great Commission.
帮助完成这个大使命。
You also see that the apostle that Priscilla and Aquila.Were not just equipped for ministry, but they were engaged in ministry.
我看到他们不单只受到装备，而是他们是参与服事。
We meet in Acts 18:24, a man by the name of Apollos.
在二十四节我们读到亚波罗。
Apollos was from a Jewish settlement in Egypt.
他是生在亚历山大。
He knew the scriptures and was passionate about sharing them.
他晓得圣经也是很热心的传道。
But he shared the message of John the Baptist.
但他传讲的是约翰的施洗。
He had never heard of Jesus who is the Messiah.
他不知道耶稣。
Priscilla and Aquila realized that Apollos had incomplete knowledge.
百基拉和亚基拉知道他们对福音的不足。
So they invited him to their home.
所以把亚波罗请到家里
and they spent time teaching him the way of Jesus
跟他讲解神的道
the apostle Paul had done his job well
我们知道保罗是一个好老师
but we see Priscilla and Aquila being engaged in ministry
我们看到百基拉和亚基拉就参与服事
teaching out to Apollos
向亚波罗传道
showing him hospitality
招待他
instructing him in the good news of the gospel of JesusWhat was the result?
结果呢?
Believers were encouraged and the gospel spread.
信徒受到鼓励也福音也传开了。
Apollos didn't stay in Ephesus in Turkey, but went back to Greece.
亚波罗没有留在以弗所。
And continued to spread the good news of the gospel of Jesus.
他回到希腊继续的传福音。
Have you heard of the movie or book called Pay It Forward?
有没有看过 Pay It Forward 这本书或是电影?
It has the concept of if someone does a good thing for you, you in turn do a good thing for three other people.
就是说如果别人为你做了一件好事你也要去为其他人做好事。
And then each person that does a good thing, those three people then do three good things for other people.
那其他人就为别的人再做更多的好事。
And eventually the gospel, or not the gospel, but in this case, goodness is spread throughout the world.
然后就把就很快的传染开去。
But for Priscilla and Aquila, it wasn't about being good, but about being God's disciples.
对百基拉和亚居来说，不是做好事，而是去做做门徒。
It was about making disciples.
是使人做门徒
and training others who could pass on their training to yet others.
是训练可以训练别人的人
So the Apostle Paul disciples Priscilla and Aquila.
So 保罗到百基拉和亚基拉
And then Priscilla and Aquila trained Apollos.
再到亚波罗
And then Apollos trained other believers in Greece.
再到别的信徒
Who in turn trained others.
再到其他的信徒。
In this way, disciples are multiplied from one generation to another.
所以我们就信徒就增多。
As we look at this passage, then, what are some points of application that we can take home?
我们有什么可以应用的呢?
The first, I think, is that we can realize that God is in control.
首先我们要晓得神在掌管。
Sometimes you may wonder, like I wonder, why are you here?
有时候你会想我为什么在这里。
Why am I in Raleigh?
我为什么在这里。
Why are you in Columbia?
你为什么在这里。
I would have never thought growing up that I would live in New York City.
我没有想到过我会住在 New York City.
I would never thought I would live in Raleigh.
也没有想过我会搬到 Raleigh.
But God is in control.
但是神在掌权。
And I have enjoyed ministering and living in different places.
我也很享受住在不同的地方，服侍不同的人。
This is called God's providence. God's control of our lives.
神的主权。
And sometimes theologians talk about the invisible hand of God.
神学有时候神学家讲神看不到的手。
A professor of mine once says, we all have free will.
一位老师曾经说我们都有自由意志。
But not as much as we think.
但是我们并不完全的了解。
This is a true statement.
这个是真的。
I have made decisions that brought me to New York and North Carolina.
是我做的决定来到北卡。
But ultimately, it was the hand of God who brought me and my family to where we are today.
最终是神把我们带领到这里。
And one of those purposes is to serve Him and to help others grow in their journey of faith.
其中的一个目的是服侍他和帮助其他的信徒成长。
May God use each of us.
愿神用我们每一个。
And your church to make a difference in the lives of others.
用我们的教会使别人的生命有改变。
Maybe some others who have moved here recently.
或者有刚搬来的。
Or who may feel displaced.
或者觉得不适应。
Or may need a helping hand.
需要帮助。
And ultimately helping them learn about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
最终向他们传道。
The second thing I think we learn from this passage is that we should equip ourselves for ministry.
另外一点就是我们要装备自己。
Priscilla and Aquila are examples of God's servants who truly lived out their lives following Jesus.
亚希拉和巴基拉是真正跟随神的人。
They realized he was the Lord of their lives.
他们认识他是生命的主。
And they prepared themselves to effectively serve God.
他们就装备自己。
Being equipped for ministry takes effort.
为服侍装备需要努力的。
Unfortunately, too many Christians are lazy in their approach to serving God.
可是很多的信徒都很懒散。
There is a chess champion you see here.By the name of Wesley Wu.
这是一个很洋气的。
He's seven years old.
他只有七岁。
I don't think you want to mess with him. he knows how to figure out what his opponent is going to do before his opponent knows what to do.
他可以知道他的对手要怎下一步会怎么样。
How did Wesley become a champion?
他怎么样成为一个冠军
？Through dedicated effort，
就是努力，他的努力。
Rather than playing outside with his friends，
他不是跟朋友去玩。
He played chess。
他在练习。
My son likes to collect lizards. lizards.
Makes. Makes. 他孩子喜欢收集那个蜥蜴。
Wesley didn't.Collect snakes. He played chess.
他只是练习洋棋。
And so became a champion.
所以他可以成为冠军。
I think following Christ requires discipline.
跟随耶稣是需要自律。
And so learning to play chess means learning the rules of the game.
学洋棋就是要学习他这个游戏的规则。
Developing skills.
培养技巧
and making a decision to focus on that rather than other things.
你要决定你要练习还是要做别的事情。
A chess master like Wesley does not simply believe that chess exists.
这个 Wesley 他不单只是相信有象棋。
Similarly, spiritual practices involve being intentional in seeking to follow Christ.
同样的属灵方面也需要刻意的去操练。
And of growing in our walk with God.
在和神的交通上有长进。
Which means prayer.
要祷告
and studying the Bible,
读圣经
and encouraging one another in fellowship,
互相的鼓励
being intentional does not negate the grace of God,
我们刻意的去努力并不代表否定神的恩典
for it's only through God's strength and grace that we can grow in Him.
因为我们只有靠他的恩典他的能力我们才能有长进
as we seek God this year
在今年我们追求神的时候
let us seek as Priscilla and Aquila to be equipped for ministry
我们希望在灵里面有长进
equipped to serve God
装备好的去服事
equipped to fulfill his great commission
装备好的去去完成他的使命
The last point I think we can learn from this is to take faith-filled risks.
另外一个就是要去冒险。
The story of Priscilla and Aquila does not end in Ephesus.
他们的故事并没有
They move once again when Paul's letter he writes in Romans 16, 3-5. I'll just read it. If you have your Bibles, you can follow along. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus.They risked their lives for me, not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them. Greet also the church that meets in their house. Here we see Priscilla and Aquila planting a church.
我们有看到百基拉和亚基拉在建立教会。
They've left Ephesus and are now in Rome.
离开了以弗所，他们来到罗马。
Returning after the death of the emperor.
在罗马罗马王去死了以后又回到罗马
And what do we see them doing?
他们在干什么
Hosting a church
建立家庭教会
Equipping the saints
装备信徒
And helping other churches in the region
帮助众教会
They were regarded as Paul's fellow workers
被视为保罗的同工
Laborers in God's harvest
庄稼的工人
And it says they risked their own lives
说他们不顾性命
In fact, one of the English translations says it riskedThey risked their necks.
他们不顾性命。
And they became a blessing to all of the churches of the Gentiles.
他们就成为外邦教会的祝福。
Taking risks is not often an easy thing for us to do.
要冒险不是一件容易的事情。
I'm not necessarily one that likes to volunteer to do risky things.
我不是经常愿意这样做。
I don't like jumping off of cliffs into water.
我不是经常愿意从高处往下跳。
And I have no plans on jumping out of a plane.
也不会从飞机上跳下来。
Priscilla and Aquila, however, challenge us.
百基拉和亚基拉就挑战我们。
They challenge us to move out of our safety zone.
挑战我们搬出我们的安舒适的环境。
They challenge us to serve Christ with abandon.
我们愿意放弃自己的来服侍基督。
There was a cartoon
有一个卡通
in a magazine, and it had a picture of an egg.
上面画的是一个蛋。
This isn't the picture of the egg. We'll get to that in a minute. But so there's an egg.
是一个蛋。
And the egg cracks open.
那个蛋裂开的。
And a baby bird pops out.
旁边有一个小鸟。
And the baby bird looks around.The new world.
他就看这个世界。
And he says the word, I don't know if this is translatable, paradigm shift.
他说这个世界改变了。
Paradigm shift is a way of looking at the world.
就是你怎么样看这个世界。
For the bird, his world was the inside of the egg.
以前他的世界只是在那个蛋里面。
But now the world is no longer the egg.
现在就不是。
It's the world.
就是外面的世界。
Hence,something completely different
是完全不同的
hence paradigm shift
所以有一个世界的改变
too many Christians are unfortunately content to live their lives in an egg
有很多的基督徒就满足于他们现在的生活
they never allow God to break open the shell spiritually
不愿意把神把他们的生活打开
And lead them into ways of ministry and serving God they could not imagine.
带领他们到不同的方，用不同的方法去服侍。
Are we stuck in our shell spiritually?
我们是不是也在我们的圈子里？
Or are we willing to break out like Priscilla and Aquila?
或者是我们愿意走出去？
were committed to taking faith-filled risks.
他们愿意凭信心打出去。
And living out the words of the hymn, wherever he leads, I will go.
他们的生活就是任凭神的带领。
And so taking risks could mean, as we see here, helping the sick.
可能是帮助生病的。
Or it could mean helping those that are depressed.
可能帮助沮丧。
Or it may be those that feel that their lives are out of control.
或者是帮助于他们。生命不能他们不能控制的人
or people who have lost hope
没有希望
helping others find the truth in the gospel requires total commitment
帮助别人找到真理是需要我们的奉献
dedication to Jesus Christ
对基督的奉献
and an element of risk as we move beyond our comfort zone
我们要跨出舒适的环境
we are not alone however in this task
我们不是自己做工
God has promised to be with us always.
神应许和我们同在。
And he gives us the power, strength, and ability to accomplish his great commission.
他给我们能力。
By leading the lost to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
带领世上的人归主。
Equipping them to be disciples.
装备他们成为门徒。
Who then in turn can make disciples of others.
使他们也可以使别人做门徒
Unleashing the church for the glory of God
释放教会使神得荣耀
Amen
Amen